In 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 and 2, we read, "But the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter days some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, by means of hypocrisy of liars seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron." In the tumultuous times in which we live today, there is a very visible darkness manifesting around the world. America is in the grip of evil. Wiccans, warlocks, Satanists are all banding together to cast spells and pronounce the rise of their dark lord. What does the blood-bought, born-again, remnant saint of the Most High God need to know and do today? Well, that's the subject of my conversation with researcher and author Russ Dizdar in this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Remember that your failure to be informed does not make me a wacko.
The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of other things. Of shoes and ships and sealing wax and cabbages and kings.
My mind doesn't work that way. I got this real moron thing I do. It's called thinking. And I'm not a very good American because I like to form my own opinions. I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. And I don't take very seriously the media or the press in this country.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Nine most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hello, and welcome to Soaring Eagle Radio. Your host is Mike Spaulding. Get ready to be challenged and encouraged as you consider today's news and Mike's commentary from a biblical perspective. Now, let's join Mike.
Hi, friends. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio. You can find us on all the normal social media platforms as well as our website, SoaringEagleRadio.com. It is my pleasure and blessing to welcome to the program Russ Dizdar. Welcome, Russ.
Appreciate that very much, Mike, and glad to be with you here tonight. First time, and it's good.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and this conversation is long overdue. I've read lots of your stuff, listened to lots of your teaching, and very appreciative of the assignment that God has given you, Russ. And it, you know, it's something that's needed today. And I pray God will just show favor to you and continue to expand your visibility, awareness of your ministry. You know, in the introduction, I was talking about this darkness that is manifesting itself today. And I know there's always been people in every age that says, "Oh, it's never been this bad before." But I think we can truly say, Russ, that these days are some of the evilest days that the world's ever seen.
Agreed. I mean, that is, see, I look at it right now and I see, and being on the field 35, 38 years, I've seen the progression, the amounts of individuals engaged, deceived, you know, their lives destroyed. So everything has grown. The dark side has grown in massive ways, and in some ways, like the frog in the kettle approach.
Yes.
And yet I think we're at the end of all that. I mean, the frog is cooked. we're now at this other side where we've got a billion maybe practitioners in the New Age, 12 million followers of a demon of death, the saint of death in Mexico, in which families and grandmas and kids, they're giving sacrificial items to this skeleton in a bride's gown. I mean, this, and it represents the demon Santa Muerte, demon of death, and occultism, and as you mentioned, the growth of the practitioners. We could have said 30 years ago, hey, what's happening right now is that in 10, 20, 30 years, the millions and millions of people that we see 30 years ago beginning to be seduced and brought in and experiencing things, they've now become the teachers. They've now become the ones promoting what they've embraced, and it's only going to get broader and deeper and darker.
Yes, yeah, that's absolutely right. And if folks never bought into it before, that we are in a spiritual war, not a battle. This is not a conflict. This is not a skirmish. This is a war for the very souls of people all across America. And Russ, you've been on the front lines combating evil, as you mentioned, for 35 years. You've worked with local police force. You've been a police chaplain. You've seen the demonic manifesting itself and really evil that most Christians can't even comprehend.
Well, I think that's why I look back at my history, and people always ask, how did you ever get into all this, what you're doing now, Russ? Well, I mean, back in 1975, getting saved and just wanting everybody else to get saved, that's when I was into it. So, I mean, evangelizing and reaching people, well, you meet people that are into the occult or Wiccans or Satanist or whoever, and then obviously in the late 70s there was a need for deliverance, there was a need for, finding out about what's going on here. So I can remember back in the late 70s, when I was a Youth for Christ director, we targeted all the schools and we originated this group. We called it Shatter the Darkness. And we just simply went out to target kids into occultism, kids who were into Satanism, and we wanted to evangelize. We wanted to bring the gospel to them. So that's kind of as far as a targeted, any missionary in South Africa or India, they're going to be in the context of deep spiritual warfare with gods and goddesses and demons. Well, the United States is now packed, Mike. It's littered. It's the depth of it is so broad, and yet the biblical picture of the seduction and the counterfeit, Satan's able to to be like an angel of light.
Yes.
It's alarming to me. For the sake of the world, it's alarming to me because, and I just got off a broadcast here a little bit ago, live broadcast my own, where I touched on the counterfeit, even when the dark side wants to mix up the church or bringing like Reiki healing or spirit stuff and New Age practices into the church. And that's happened.
Yeah.
And is happening. And that's a danger, but that's the audacity of the dark side.
Yes. Now, Russ, most of my listeners are familiar with you. They know your background, your research. Many of them follow you, read your books, take your courses. But there might be one or two that are listening, and they think, "Wow, this guy's really describing something that I had no idea was going on." So, what would we say to someone? What would you say to someone, Russ, who just in these first few moments of this conversation is just now starting to connect the dots based on what you've said? Well, yeah, I've read about Reiki. Well, yeah, I've seen Satanists coming out now and casting spells, and yeah, I'm hearing about pedophilia and all of these things going on. What would you say to that one? Where would they start to get plugged in to understanding exactly what's going on? How would you help them to get started? Where should they start?
Well, I would say, listen, great observation, because hundreds of millions worldwide, I mean, it's clear even when we study the concept of the whole of the world and what it feels and what it's believing, what it's engaging. And so when we look at some of the mind-brain studies, we look at some of the global consciousness studies, here's the fact, Mike. The world collectively agrees darkness is upon us. It's getting darker. It's chaotic. There is a fear on a global level of an ominous, catastrophic, terrible events coming, chaos. And so, like them, as you just mentioned, the world is asking, people are saying, why is there so much violence like this? Why is there so much dark things? Why is you know, what is this sleep paralysis? What are these spirits? Why are the ghost hunters, you know, like crazy? Well, look at all the programs on TV. Look at this, you know, major engagement with the supernatural side. And you know, then people are going to say, why? Well, if we step back, and if we relook at the New Testament, let alone the Old, but we're going to see that it was predicted.
Yes,
this massive rise of a dark side, a counterfeit side to God, a side that when I bring this one scripture out, it's amazing to me. And I'm going to say, listen, as a pastor, as a leader, as a person, I've never heard a sermon in 40 years on this, what I'm going to mention. Revelation chapter 12, when it mentions Satan and the fallen angels, that they have a global agenda to seduce 7 billion people. The agenda is to seduce, to spiritually lead astray and seduce 7. It's a global. Who's the globalist, Satan? Who wants the whole world, Satan?
Yeah.
Who wants the dark side? And so that's what I would say is that, number one, it's all real, and it's deeper than we even think it is. We're only seeing – we're kind of seeing the shark fins. We're not actually seeing the monster. Even when I research, I look at all that I've looked at, and I mean, we've been to Vadelsburg Castle. We've been to ritual sites. We've dug up bones. We've – you know me as far as what we've done.
Yeah.
In all that we've done, even in over 35 years of direct work and research and engagement, I feel like I've only scratched the surface.
Wow.
I feel like I've engaged the shark fin, and yet lurking beneath the public society, New Age movement, all this stuff of the Wiccans and spells against presidents, all this, all that we're seeing, crystal skulls and sleep paralysis, all these things, I feel like that people are seeing the shark fins, and they have the eerie feeling, hey, what we're seeing is connected to something darker and uglier and more menacing than we know. And they're right. That's exactly what the scripture reveals. It's exactly what's out there. And the scriptures, I don't worry about me. Mike, I'm saved. I know where I'm going. I know what's happening to me. I know I've got, you know, we can sit here and sing Amazing Grace, the blood of the Lamb, praise Jesus from here to the time we get to us and see God face to face. I know my joy. I know where I'm going. But most of the world doesn't.
Yes,
and this is what outrages me. Just as, like we mentioned earlier on, as we've engaged the satanic pedophile rings, the pedo rings,
yeah.
and I hate that. I hate the perpetrators, I mean, I hate the evil they do to kids. But just as outraged of that physical damaging abuse is the outrage of the spiritual damaging destruction to billions.
Yes.
And I pray the body of Christ will become outraged at what the dark side's doing to the world and embrace this immense love of God to reach every single human being out of the darkness into the light. That's what it's all about. We, you know, whether it's 20 years ago, 100 years ago, or right now, the gospel is the same, the power, the passion of God, the mission of God, all the same. Yet I feel that part of my motivation, obviously, is the love of God for people.
Yes.
But it's also the outrage of the seducing see, the dark side to me is a spiritual pedophile perpetrator ring.
Yes.
And those seduced and those brought in are being ravaged spiritually, if I can use the word raped,
sure.
And stolen. And if we don't understand the nature of that vicious dark side,
yes.
And take it as the scripture says, and then take what we're supposed to do and live in the power of God, then I believe we'll see a lot of believers still stay spectators, afraid of the dark,
mm-hmm.
and standing around like the rest of the world, knowing something's wrong and saying, hey, what in the heck's going on around here?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty clear biblically. It's pretty clear boots on the ground. And we need a Holy Spirit urgency in this hour.
Yes, amen. Amen, Russ. And that explains, folks, I want to make sure that you grasp the point that Russ is making. That certainly explains the evil that we're seeing. It's a manifestation of satanic ritual abuse, where not only have people been abused physically, but their personalities, their thinking processes, their mind has just been shattered. And in order to reach them, in order to redeem them, the only thing that's going to do that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that's what Russ is talking about there. And I can imagine, Russ, that some of our listeners are thinking, there's no way I'm going out there on the streets and confronting anybody that's manifesting a demon or satanic manipulation. I'm not going to do it. I'm not equipped for that. What would you say to that person?
Well, I will say to that person, this is evidence of the failure, the 30, 40 years past, the four decades of the failure of the body of Christ from its top biblical theologians to its professors to its, you know, pastors and leaders who were to be doing the real, clear, consistent ministry of Jesus and building powerful and strong and growing. I mean, this is why I'm still excited about. I don't care who it, anybody who wants to lay hold of Jesus and the Word of God and the power of God and the grace of God. Believers are meant to be, can be, and should be becoming fierce and fearless and powerful. It's not we as believers who should be afraid. The righteous are as bold as a lion. It should be the other way around. We should be walking around in fear. We should be walking. My only fear or concern is lost people. My only outrage is the dark side's predatory nature and what's going on.
Yes.
So my concern, like Paul said in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11, he says, I'm afraid that somehow the serpent, you know, like has a beguiled Eve, has also led your minds astray. He was worried for the Corinthians, concerned for them that they had been led astray by counterfeit. I don't want to say fake, but it's counter, because Satan is real, the powers are real, the dark side is real, it's all real, but lethal, deceptive, and counterfeit, and yet it's operative. And so I would say to them that I'm sorry that the body of Christ has not been the powerhouse that it should, could, and was designed to be and can be right now. Yeah. That's what I'm excited about, that we could rip away this junk and turn back to Jesus and see all that he teaches, all that he says, take up that cross, be clothed with power, and see the my life, your life, their life, and the body of Christ's life to become extraordinarily powerful, beyond the dark side's powers. Greater is he who lives in me than he who's in the world. I love the story of Daniel in the midst of Babylon. I mean, what city was more demonized? What city had more demon temples, 56 of them? Mm-hmm. The kings worshiping Nebo, the demon god. So you've got this massive culture from political, military, economic, the satraps, their Chaldeans, the astrologer. I mean, it's just inundated from top to bottom in the dark side, you know. Yet here's Daniel.
Yes,
he wouldn't. He. How did he stay untouched from all that darkness? He stayed pure because he had you look at chapter one. He had a absolute resolve to just love God and not give in. They tried to assimilate him in his clothing, change his name, change his food, change his education, change everything around him. They couldn't change him.
Yes.
That's what we need to do. And he was declared in that chapter, when it all came down to it, Daniel, the man of God, and that's why we can all be that. He was declared to be 10 times better than the sorcerers and all the occultists that had all their powers. Mm. That's what I would love. I would love to see tens of millions of believers or thousands and thousands of believers just 10 times better in their knowing, in their power, in their abilities. They can be. That's the good news, Mike. That's the good news is they can be.
That's right. Amen. Well, I was down at the Hear the Watchman conference in Dallas in March with you, Russ, and was there to hear you preach that evening. It was a powerful message. And one of the things that you brought up, and I've heard you bring this verse up before, and I just think it's something that every believer ought to have memorized, this verse. And it's from Luke 10. 19, and I've heard you use this verse often in this same context that we're talking about right now. And And I'm reading from the New American Standard. It says, and these are the words of Jesus, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you." Well, that's all we need as far as our marching orders. We have the authority of Christ to go out and use it.
Exactly. Well, and here's part of the reason why there's millions of believers saying, you know, what's wrong with us? Why can't we do this? Why can't, you know, here's why. When I've done 80 conferences like this that you've been to in Dallas. I've done in 9 years, probably around 80 or more. Wow. And I've got six more this year yet to do. Wow. And here's what I did. At all these places, you know, I would ask that question because I was pretty much convinced that most Christians did not know they have been given that. Yeah. It's in the perfect tense in the Greek, and it's, you know, Jesus saying, I have given, with the result that right now abiding in you permanently is this authority, and this authority has a mission to tread, to bring destruction to you, to trample the dark side, overcome all the power of the enemy, and by the way, nothing will harm you. And so this is amazing that Jesus says this, and he just sent them out to do it all. They came back amazed, and then, you know, he tells them what it's all about.
Yes. Yeah, and that is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. One of the key things that we need to do as believers is to make sure that we've got the armor of God on every day. And I like making the point when we're talking about Ephesians chapter 6 is that it very clearly says in the scripture that this is the armor of God, is the armor of God. What in the world can penetrate, what can get through to harm us if we have the armor of God? In that same context, it talks about flaming arrows, those being the lies of our enemy that seek to deceive and destroy, confuse, cause doubt, and all of these things. But if we put the armor on every day, Russ, the enemy cannot touch us. We have the authority of Christ, the armor of God, and we virtually are invincible.
Well, there's the key. I mean, you know, here's, again, just a simple, and this to me is discipleship. And here's what I would say, too, if pastors, leaders of all of us teach new believers these kind of things, authority and armor, in the first 6 weeks, few months of their being a believer, you know, if that's part of the discipleship training in the very beginning, then we're going to see believers progress with power. Yes. And grow stronger and more able instead of, you know, 5 years from now, they're still struggling and they don't know what to do and they don't know what's going on and they're confused. They're losing in spiritual warfare because they don't even know what it is. So that's what's so vital about this is, you know, for any believer, spiritual, biblical ignorance is akin to simply not having any food, you know, being shrinking down. I mean, I've been to Auschwitz, and you saw the pictures of Auschwitz, and there's nobody overweight there, maybe except the German guards, but they were so stolen from, they were amazing. I mean, that's what we look like. That's what part of the body of Christ looks like. Yeah. If you ever see a picture of all those people down to their skeletal bones, barely surviving because of no nutrition, no foods were getting, you know, this is how I see the body of Christ right now, that there's this spiritual, down to the skeleton bones of spiritual, you know, our spiritual strength. Paul, when Saul gets saved in Acts chapter 9, he gets filled with the Spirit of God, you know, and I, you know, prays for him to be filled with the Spirit. He begins to preach the gospel. That was the beginning. Here's what it says in verse 22, that he grew more and more powerful. So not only can we come out of the weakness and out of the biblical ignorance and be saturated with the word have on, you know what one of the reasons why we should have the armor of God on, as you mentioned, not only in the sense because it guards us in the day of evil when Satan's attacking, because he will attack. You know, there's no question that Satan's going to come to oppress. Satan and demons are going to come to attack. Do you want to have the armor of God and know your authority when that occurs, or do you want to be there completely defenseless? Because he is chewing people up left and right, believers. Not because God's not giving them or that God's not protecting them, but because they haven't done what God said to do. We are commanded, it's in the imperative, put on the armor of God, keep it on, and then with that, we're told in verse 10, and this is what I love about this. It's in the middle. It's like, allow yourselves to be empowered with the mighty strength of God. How do you do that? What believer doesn't want to be empowered, dunamis, you know, the conscious felt power, with the mighty strength of God? And the idea is the felt manifesting presence within, beaming through you. Power, might, and strength beaming through you. How do you do that? Put on the full armor of God.
Amen.
Put on the full armor of God, and you're going to be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you do that, Russ, when you wear that armor every day, you know how to use it, you know what it stands for, you know its effectiveness. When you do that day upon day upon day, then the opportunities that the enemy has to gain a foothold in your life begin to shrink to nothing. Because that's – isn't that one of the – well, it's one of the major problems that believers don't recognize, is that through their own negligence sometimes, they allow the enemy to get a foothold in their life, and then they play havoc trying to root that out, and that leads to all kinds of very difficult situations for the believer. How important is it that we recognize when the enemy has planted a seed in our mind, that thought is beginning to expand into other... In other words, what I'm asking is, how important is it that we take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's vital, because, like you mentioned earlier, when it comes to the armor of God, and again, this is where I think, again, we don't know this experientially as believers. See, I believe we don't know experientially because we don't believe or appropriate Scripture. I believe when we appropriate Scripture, believe Scripture, then the experience of the Scripture becomes real. Paul writes to in the book of 1 Corinthians how they welcome the Word of God, not as the Word of men, but as actually is the Word of God that is at work in you who believe. So when you really believe what the Scripture really says about Satan and demons, about the armor of God, about when you really appropriate and believe it biblically, it becomes effective in you. And so when we read about, here's a believer, loves Jesus, wants to follow Jesus, and the Spirit of God in the Scripture says, commandingly, put on the armor of God, leave it on, put on truth, put on righteousness, put on the helmet of salvation, put on the preparedness that comes from the gospel of peace. You know, lift up that shield of faith by which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows sent by the evil one. Yes. So here's what we see there. There's a sender sending poisonous darts at the believer. What are those? Now, here's what I'm saying many believers don't know. What are the poisonous darts the dark side is sending? I believe it's this: involuntary thoughts and or feelings that go contrary to the Word of God, the will of God, and the character of God. As it was in the garden, as it was with Jesus engaging Satan in Matthew 4, I believe Satan and demons are actually there looking how they might cripple up and mess up a believer so they might send thought or feeling that run contrary. Stuff like this: God's not with you. God's not been fair. You know, where is God? Do you really know him? Is the Scripture really true? So just like in Genesis 3, yea, hath God said, you know, throwing doubts into your head, yes. Throwing doubt. If a believer is sitting around saying, you know what? Where are these doubts coming? Where are these feelings that God's not here? I don't know where these feelings are coming from. I don't, you know, the Bible says he'll never leave me or forsake me. So when a believer begins to discern, hey, these thoughts have come from the outside. Yes. Here's what I learned. Here's what helped me years and years ago. Instead of letting that plague me day after day after day for weeks or 10 days or whatever, I could turn around when I recognize that thoughts and feelings are coming in contrary to the Word of God, to my, you know, what I know about Jesus. Then I'm going to, like, all of a sudden, oh man, I stop everything in a sense. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, get out of here. I literally address, because if the sender sent them, if these arrows, lies have come to you, it's come from some sender targeting you. That's how real the Scripture is. It doesn't come otherwise. It doesn't flow out of the air just pop like some balloon floating out of space.
Right.
There's, you know, any more than Satan in the Garden of Eden or Satan with Jesus in Matthew 4. There's a, his presence was there. He engaged. He misquoted scripture. He lied. He tried to deceive. That's what he's going to do. If he tried to do it to Jesus, come on, he's going to do it to believers.
Amen.
So that invisible war is real, and our Holy Spirit discernment, we're believers, we have the Spirit of God. There is no demon bigger than the Spirit of God. Not even Satan is bigger than the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God dwells in us.
Yes.
And Jesus dwells in us.
Amen.
So when we begin to sense like, I don't, these thoughts are, you know, where are these coming from? You know what? In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Get, the Lord rebuke you, saying, get out of here.
Yes.
And when you can identify, and even believers who've had lies lodged in them 10 years ago, and they haven't given up, it turned into a stronghold. Lies like, you'll never serve God. You're so filled with shame because you've been so abused, you could never be someone pure enough to serve God. All these stupid lies that come from events in life where Satan tries to lock people in to those strongholds so they never step out to believe God. They never step, they're stuck. But when, listen, when they, by the Holy Spirit, can identify, hey, that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
For every lie, Mike, that Satan puts into a mind or heart, whether from 10 years ago or right now, there is a truth that will blow it out of the waters.
Amen. Yeah.
For every time Satan puts a lie, God's not with you. Well, what's Hebrews 13 tell us? He will never, five times in the Greek, right?
Yeah.
Never leave or forsake us.
Yes.
Ever. Jesus said, I'll be with you always to the end of the age. The inseparable, the immediacy of his presence. I've been a believer 40 years. Jesus not left me once. He's not left me once. I may have grieved the Spirit. I may have quenched her. I may have done things to slow things down,
mm-hmm.
but he's never left me once. And once a believer binds himself to that truth, it becomes the shield.
Yes.
You remember how God gave Adam and Eve, he gave them literally the equivalent of a scripture. Don't do this,
yes.
because if you do, you're going to die.
Yep.
He gave them what would guard them. He gave them what would protect them. That's all he gave them, the instruction, and he gave them the scripture, and even Eve quoted it. And acknowledged it, but she kept right on engaging and talking to the devil.
Yeah.
And they finally made a fatal choice. They exchanged the glory of God for a lie.
Yes.
Well, what we need to do now is exchange the lies of the enemy, identify and exchange the lies that turn into strongholds for the truth of God that liberates us and allows the Spirit of God to just flow in us and enable us to make us strong.
Yes. Amen. Amen and hallelujah. Folks, Russ's website is shatterthedarkness.net, shatterthedarkness.net. And please visit there if you are not familiar with Russ. Trust that most of you are. What you're going to find there is just a myriad of resources, most of them free. Russ's teachings are there. And your newest series, Russ, I believe is the remote viewing, isn't it? Remote viewing, touch and warfare.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. You're working your way through that right now. Is that on the Monday through Friday live broadcast?
Yeah, we started last week, and I did actually part two. I was so much content last Friday, so I did part two. B. It's like part two of two.
Okay,
So today was part two, but I did a second part to part two.
Yep.
Tomorrow will be part three. So on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, there's a little slide presentation that shows you the titles each day and a little bit of content that'll be there. Like tomorrow in part three, it's about the source behind astral projection, psychic spies, spirit guides and psychics and remote viewing. It will deal with the source. How can they really do what they do? Where does the power come from? We're going to deal with that in contrast to God being operative in us as believers.
Yes. Amen. One of the subjects that we talked about recently, Russ, was the great need that believers have and churches, believers corporately when they meet, to spend much more time in prayer, very focused, very targeted. You might even describe it as strategic intercessory prayer. And I know that that is a passion of yours, to encourage people, not just for themselves, but to gather together with other believers and make this a focal point of the local church, to encourage pastors and elders and ministry leaders to once again get on their knees and pray, but pray specifically, not these generic flowery prayers, but specifically for people, for churches, for the church, and do it with all the fervor and the passion that the Holy Spirit will give you. And one of the resources, and I think you said this is available on your website, Russ, was this is a free resource, and it's called Confronting the Powers by the Great Commission. Is that on your website?
Yes, it is. It's when anybody goes to shatterthedarkness.net, look at the right side. You'll see a tab that says free training courses. When you click on that, there's a listing of courses. And some people write me and they say, what one should I start with? Because actually, all the courses there and the new ones we're adding, they're all training courses I've done locally. To me, they're like anything I would teach at a Bible school or a Bible college. You know, what we've done locally here, I just simply re-lectured them in a sense, mm-hmm. and put them up on the web in the series. So all of those primarily courses, some are courses still being added to, but Confronting the Powers, we put that one up probably about 8-9 years ago. And I taught it locally. A number of times I taught it, but it's teaching. And I would say start there, you know, if anything, or if somebody wants to learn about spiritual warfare, there's like 100 hours. All of the MP3 audios, all of them, probably 800 of them, they're all free.
Wow.
And the archives from the radio, there's probably another 1,000 of those. So all of the audios we have and we put up, everything we have on that level is free for anybody. And we got people in 170 nations downloading and listening to those. So that course, Confronting the Powers, deals with taking a believer back to the time of, you know, hey, take up your cross to follow Jesus, yes. deny self. And learning about what it is to be that early, you know, a disciple that takes up that cross to follow Christ, to know the power of God, to know your authority and armor, and to do the Great Commission in the context. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Well, Satan's going to fight against Christians.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians, he sought to go minister to some people. Here's what he says, but Satan stopped us. Mm-hmm. Now, that was temporary, yeah. but that, I mean, I've been in ministry on the field. I know there's opposition that comes. Mm-hmm. So the context, the idea now is, and look at the book of Acts where there was conflict, and Paul, you know, before the proconsul Bar Jesus, he's a Jewish sorcerer. And look what had to happen. A power encounter occurred to advance the gospel and demonstrate the power of God. Well, that, you know, that just happened. If anybody's going out in the fullness of the Spirit of the Lord to bring this incredible, brilliant gospel to lives everywhere, yeah, there's opposition. Well, that's true. But also the other side is true. If God be for us, who can be against us? Mm-hmm. Jesus said, In the context of the Great Commission, going out to share the gospel with everybody, and literally to me it means hunting down everybody, going to every door, every apartment building, every highway, every byway, every mission field. So if we're really going to be obedient, that means we're not done with our cities, we're not done with our neighborhoods. So we're told to go to take this, you know, this incredible, astounding news of the gospel, and it is the power of God. But as we do, we're to be clothed in power. We can go to pray for people. If we engage somebody that is demonized or has a demon commanded off them, you know. And so what that course tries to do is show the believer there is real spiritual conflict, real demonic. The enemy doesn't want us to win souls, wants to keep people blinded. But, well, like the God of this age, he blinds the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see. You know, 1 Corinthians 4:4. So, but we have, you know, if God is for us, Jesus said in that Great Commission, and I will be with you always,
yes.
to the end of the age.
Yes.
And I'm just going to say, and you can say this, Mike, I mean, I've been on the field on a full-time level, probably 36, 37 years, yeah. but been doing evangelism about 39 years on the, you know, as a brand new believer. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That's true. It's all true. The enemy does try to stop. Yeah. He does try to cripple you up. But God, Jesus is really there. I tell everybody, memorize Mark 16:20. Mm-hmm. The disciples went out to evangelize everywhere, and the Lord worked with them. Yes. He actually is there. So if I go down to the apartment building, if I go stand in front of the biker bar, if I go down to the sports arena area, if I go door to door, if I, you know, or hospital or prison, you know, God is with me. The hand of God is on us. Yes. The power of the Spirit of God to lead us. Like Philip, the Spirit said, go over there and stand by that chariot. Look what happened. He led the guy there to the Lord. So there's exciting ministry, exciting ways in which God will do things. If we're doing things the way Jesus said to do it, that's this whole course's focus is, if we're doing things the way Jesus said to in the context of the Great Commission, he'll be all over us. He'll be operative all around us. Doesn't mean there won't be opposition, but God continues to show, like Paul being put in prison. Well, an earthquake comes. Peter being put in prison, and an angel shows up because there's a prayer meeting at Rhoda's house. Yeah, right. And they don't even know. I mean, remember what Rhoda did? When Peter shows up, she slammed the door on him.
Yeah.
They didn't know God released an angel to go and open. You know, he must have blinded the guards. Yes. The iron-barred gates opened all by themselves, it says.
Yes.
God is working supernaturally. And that's biblical. That's exactly what we see. That's how I see God at work. And it's exciting. There's no safer place, no greater place than boots on the ground confronting the powers through the Great Commission.
Amen. Amen. So true, Russ. And that's a great segue into your Live Shatter training school, folks. You want to make yourselves available for this every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, you're going to resume that this summer. Is
correct?
Has it started again, or do you?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, here's what's going to be happening in about 10 days on the regular Ragged Edge Radio. Start, you know, that's at 6 p.m. each day.
Yeah.
I'm starting the Book of Acts. This is a huge, where it connects website to prayer intercessors and really begins to locate people who want to win souls. So this big, huge endeavor and mission endeavor and training endeavor, the Book of Acts, but that's every day at 6 o'clock. And that'll be all archived. People can download it anytime they want, get the training. Now on Tuesday night, and this will probably be more towards the end of July, there's a second training course on occult and satanic crimes. Well, there's that course, and there's a 16-week course in just evangelism. So to know when the Tuesday night, and that's interactive. We get into the chat room. You can even call in. We can have interaction.
Perfect.
And so just keep looking at the website, shadowthedarkness.net, and you'll see when the Tuesday night live training will begin. And one is the evangelism course, and then the other is that second part two of the occult crimes course.
Yes. Yeah. Folks, you'll want to make sure that you write that down so you can check back often and then participate in that. This is a wonderful opportunity to get the best spiritual warfare training there is out there from Russ, and other believers will be there. So you'll be able to ask questions and get those answered. Russ, you have quite a ministry of writing also, and you are, in my opinion, one of the best researchers out there, if not the top researcher when it comes to satanic ritual abuse, satanic manifestations, this growing evil and darkness that we're seeing now just exploding all over the world. Now, you foresaw this. You knew that it was coming. The signs were there. All of your research and everything that the Lord had revealed to you, you knew this was coming. And well, many years ago, but you pulled a lot of your research and your thoughts into a book that I think you released. Was it 2009? The Black Awakening.
Correct. Right.
Yeah. The Black Awakening: Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers and the Coming Chaos. Just reading through that, I'm holding my copy right now and just reading through it, it's it's like, wow, this Rez Dizdar guy, he really understood the signs of the times that he was living in, and he put it down on paper so that the rest of us could be forewarned, and to be forewarned is what? To be equipped. Be equipped mm-hmm. for what is coming. So why don't you share just a little bit, Russ, about the Black Awakening and what inspired that and what you hope that folks will get out of this book.
Sure. Yeah, the Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldier, the Coming Chaos, is a mix of biblical prophecy, biblical insight to expose the dark side, but also our boots on the ground in researching the underground satanic ritual abuse. Why are there millions of them? Why are they in Canada, Australia, England? Why are they in every single city, United States, every location? Where did they come from? Who did this? Its origins in the Nazi movement of the Lebensborn, the creation of the master race. So here's the end of the story at this point. You know, after all these years, we now have assessed four generations of them. There may be up to 100 million worldwide.
Wow.
From anywhere from 72 down to 5-year-old. Now, this means people who've been selected spiritually in a family generationally committed to the dark side, their view of Lucifer being the good guy, and their goal of creating an augmented human. In Nazi Germany, Hitler's goal in the master race, which is that's been very much written about, very, very clear insight. They believed spiritually they were guided to draw. And Himmler, and I could quote Himmler. Himmler said, if we could create but 200 million of these super soldiers, we could not only conquer the earth, but maintain a rule and reign for 1,000 years. So they believed that. That's why they did Lebensborn. That's why they wanted to create these augmented humans. Well, modern day satanic ritual abuse has its source in that. It is the extension of that. Yes. And wherever the Nazis went back in the 50s around the world, the rise of, now we say it in the psychological world, in the public domain, satanic ritual abuse, multiple personality disorder, or now the term is DID, dissociative identity disorder. Now, in the context of evangelism and deliverance, I engaged one of the first ones ever in a direct way in 1979. And then 1980, a 13-year-old girl in a psych ward, she had demons, but I didn't know about this personality, split and programming. So the book's all about the development of a selection process, a goal of splitting personality, programming personality, demonizing personality, training personality, for one reason, to create these augmented supra, they look at it as suprahumans, and soldiers. Whatever we believe, here's what they say. They are the coming troops of Antichrist. They are the ones that will help on a global scale create the chaos. They are the ones that have been put released into infiltrating churches and ministries like PTL and others to help bring them down. So what happened in 20 years of dealing, and it's been now 35 years of dealing with them, so over 25 years of dealing with them, ministering to them, seeing Jesus, he's able to save them, heal the inside of them, deliver them, bring them out. But it is some of the darkest stuff I've ever seen, some of those horrific stuff I've ever seen. So I wrote about some of the experiences of these individuals, what they say their plan is all about. So the title of the book comes from a Fort Bragg Psi warrior, from what's called the Ancient Brotherhood, connected to the old Nazis, what they call the Black Flame. And they believe that they're to create these super warriors so that in the future they're going to help create this, what they call a satanic Black Awakening.
Wow.
Contrary to Jonathan Edwards' revival awakening. So they're going to create this massive anarchy, this massive bloodshed, this multi-continental unleashing of anarchy and chaos to help collapse existing systems So a regime change, a new order, the new Führer can come. So these individuals, and again, it's been now over 35 years of dealing with them. Inside of them, they have created subparts, demonized, highly programmed shooters. Look at Jared in Arizona, or Holmes in Colorado, or the VTech shooter.
Yeah,
that's where you get a glimpse of what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the damage they did when they were released, and I believe without question, Jared and Holmes had programmed subparts that did the shooting. I believe that personally. The VTech shooter may have. I'm not sure. Of course, he blew his face off, and we're not sure about him. But here's what I know in dealing with programmed shooters and programmed assassins. When they switch to the program part, it's like nothing can stop them.
Yeah.
They're in a trance. All they know is to accomplish their job. Shoot, shoot, kill, kill is the mentality. What if – now look at the damage Holmes did. Look at the damage – Jared did, and a few other cases that are out there, by the way. What if 10,000 of them were released in 1 week?
Yeah. Yeah. Chaos.
That's the question.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So so we can look at ISIS. ISIS is bad enough. They're engaging a demon. They are following a demonized book. They're doing what the demon wants. It's all about bloodshed, destruction, terror. But as evil and radical and awful as they are, I have seen that the demonized sub-killer parts in these individuals are the darkest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I do believe that there's tens of thousands of them still active and what we call sleepers that can, you know, when they get triggered. So whether we want to believe it or not, the book's predicated on the fact that what we've learned about the underground, I do believe it's connected to Scripture. I do believe it's connected to the Red Horse event, Revelation chapter 6. And I do believe it has a connection to the ultimate issue. And I've never heard a sermon on this. You might have. The troops of Antichrist are listed in the book of Revelation. We see it in Revelation 19:19, where the Antichrist, the kings of the earth, and their armies, plural, are on the field to raise their weapons up against Christ to stop him. Think of this. This is unbelievable. Again, I've never heard a sermon on it, but it should be taught. This is the ultimate agenda, and they need the troops. They need millions when it comes to those kind of troops. If you look at verse 20 and 21, these are the ones that have taken the mark. They've worshipped the image. These are demonized super soldiers, and I believe the development of that has already begun.
Yes. Wow. Well, I know you and I have had a discussion previously about the Red Horse and what your thoughts are concerning the Red Horse, what it represents, and perhaps we'll use that as a teaser. We'll use that as a teaser for the next time we chat. Maybe we'll start with with that one. But I know you've got several other books in process, and I think you have one that's getting close to being finished. Is there anything you'd like to share about that?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I apologize to everybody. We're behind on responding to emails. I'm really behind on a lot of things for a lot of different reasons. But there's a book called Expelling Darkness. It's a simple training manual on how believers have authority and how to command a demon out of a person and how to do it. You know, how to spiritually guard yourself. So it's a simple little training thing, 150 pages, something like that, called Expelling Darkness. But I focused it on being a training manual for believers on how to do this. Now, along with that, that should be out, you know, this month, end of the month. Along with that, and it should have been, but it might be July, called Augmented. And the subtitle is The Counterfeit Coming Race. In reference to us as the coming race of immortals, I believe the counterfeit to that is the troops of Antichrist. Mm-hmm. So Augmented is a sequel to The Black Awakening, giving more details, giving an update, giving more insight.
Yeah.
And then along with that is the training book on the Book of Acts. When we start the Book of Acts on the Ragged Edge Radio, we'll have a workbook where people can have that in front of them and go verse by verse by verse. And there's a bunch of other study stuff inside of it. But there's a workbook. You don't have to have it because, you know, again, it's all free. But if they want the workbook, that'll be out also. That'll be out within a week, the workbook on the Book of Acts. Excellent. It's called Acts, a Field Manual for the End of Days. And so that'll be out within a week, expelled hopefully by the end of the month, and augmented sometime in July.
Wow. And in between all of that, Russ, you maintain a very, very heavy, demanding live radio. You're in demand as a speaker, and I know that you've got some conferences coming up yet this year. And of course, I must say that I'm looking forward to having you here in Lima. The first weekend in August, we'll have a conference here with Russ, Coach Dave, Michael and Daniel Bodilla. Thomas Dunn will be here. Just chatted with him last night and confirmed that. So looking forward to him being here. And that, again, August the 4th through the 6th. So you'll want to mark that on your calendars, folks. You going to be any place before that, Russ?
No. We're going to be actually this month, and it is open to anybody that's, you know, a lot of listeners from the radio have wanted to come. We're doing an outreach team meeting in Allentown, Pennsylvania, the 23rd, 24th of this month, June.
Perfect.
So in less than 2 weeks, I will bring my team to Allentown, Pennsylvania, to the Hava Java Coffee Cafe. It's on my Facebook page. If you go to shadowthedarkness.net, right hand side, go down a little bit, it'll say conferences. Click on that, and that'll be listed there also. But we're going there to do on the street evangelism. I will speak at that cafe in the evening. It has a couple other reasons why we're going. A little boy was abducted, ritually killed. We're taking the eyewitness to the officers there to tell the story. But we're taking a team. We've got about 15 people that have written to me saying they're going to show up. Now, the last time – we've been there twice before, and every time people get saved, we've done 8-9 baptisms the last time we were there.
Amen.
And so it's an outreach meeting open to anybody that wants to go. Obviously, there's no cost. Allentown, Pennsylvania, June 23rd, 24th, and our website will tell you more about that. Outside of that, our next one will be with you guys down in Lima.
Yeah.
And then we're in Idaho in August, and then we're in Knoxville in September, and then we're in Georgia in October, and in Baton Rouge in October.
Wow. That's a full schedule. That's a full schedule for anybody. Now, and you'll have these dates on your website, Russ?
Yeah. I think all most of them are up. If you go to shadowthedarkness.net, right side, you'll go scroll down. It'll say 2017 conferences. Just click on that, and that'll give you the updates.
Yep. Right under Detestable, the movie icon. See 2017 conferences and seminars. There you go, folks. Go to shatterthedarkness.net. And folks, you are not going to find more resources focused on prayer, on evangelism, on spiritual warfare, on interceding on the behalf of the lost. It's just not out there. Russ's site is the one-stop place you need to get to, so shatterthedarkness.net. Russ, I really appreciate you taking the time to join me, and we just... And I think you would agree, we just scratched the surface. So maybe we can get back together soon and do this again.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
I appreciate you being with me today, Russ. God bless you.
Thank you, Mike. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Soaring Eagle Radio is a production of Transforming Word Ministries and is released under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, where you can discuss this episode, and follow Soaring Eagle Radio on Twitter at Soaring Eagle Rad, and listen to every episode from our website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. The opening audio montage collection was created by Micah 68 Productions. Visit them on the internet at www.mika68.com for more information. Friends, remember the Apostle Paul's admonition to the believers meeting in Rome. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. I'm your host, Mike Spaulding. Thank you for joining us today for this edition of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Thanks for tuning in today to the Soaring Eagle Radio program. For more information about the show, write us at Soaring Eagle Radio, 682 West Grand Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45801. You may also contact Mike directly by email at the following address, pastormike@woh.rr.com. God bless you today as you seek him.